The battered surface of Mercury came into clearer focus for scientists after they analyzed 1,200 images taken on October 6th during the second flyby of MESSENGER, which stands for Mercury Surface Space Environment Geochemistry and Ranging. Astronomers say the new region of Mercury they viewed at close range is bigger than the land area of South America, revealing 30% of the tiny planet never before seen. Between the flyby and an earlier one in January and data collected by Mariner 10 in the early 1970s, scientists have now seen at least 90% of Mercury. The latest images bring into sharper focus the craters that pockmark the planet's surface, as well as smooth plains. Space scientists say the images reveal an enormous amount of volcanic activity on Mercury, with 15,000 cubic kilometers in one crater alone. That's enough lava to cover the neighboring Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland metropolitan regions in the United States, according to Maria Zuber of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a MESSENGER co-investigator.
Most of the action, we think, happened in the very earliest history, okay? And we don't know the absolute date of that because we have not been able to sample the rocks. But when we think about that, we think on the order of 3.8, 3.9, 4 billion years ago.
Scientists also compared data gathered during MESSENGER's first and second flybys of Mercury's magnetosphere and the planet's thin atmosphere called the exosphere. Marilyn Lindstrom is MESSENGER's program scientist.
Everybody is just really anxious to get into orbit, to be able to stay there long enough to get real data.
The two flybys offered critical gravity assists to MESSENGER that will put the space probe into permanent orbit around Mercury in 2011. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.